This week, Attorney General William Tong introduced a bill to curb social media use among Connecticut residents under 18. Social media addiction is a nationwide problem among youth and adults, and the Attorney General has proposed numerous ways to help young people spend a little more time away from screens. I spoke to Dr. Tobias Wasser, Chair of Psychiatry and Behavioral Health at Hartford HealthCare, to get his professional opinion on the effectiveness of the proposed measures. The first was requiring social media companies to limit the use of recommendation algorithms for minors.
The algorithms themselves enhance the rewarding aspect of social media use. You see something you like, it shows you more of what you like and more of what you like. It makes it even more appealing, maybe even more addicting. Limiting the use of algorithms so it doesn't impact children or adolescents who still have a developing brain who are much more vulnerable to these influences would be really helpful. The other piece is sometimes those algorithms take you down dark pathways that parents aren't necessarily aware of and wouldn't be supportive of, but they're not aware, they don't recognize where it's leading their kids. So I think that's a really good intervention.
Another proposed limit would be on the amount of time spent on social media. The Attorney General's bill would limit the use of apps to 1 hour.
I think there are some families who are able to go an abstinence route and say absolutely no social media use. But for many families, that's really difficult. And social media or use of cell phones and things of that nature, it's kind of this double-edged sword where you know it's harmful, you want to limit your child's access to it, but you also know it's the main vehicle through which they communicate with their friends, and you also don't want them to be ostracized. Reasonable limits are a really important first step toward trying to still give them access, but manage the access so it limits the potential harmful effect.
A ban on notifications from midnight to 6 a.m. every day would also be included, and it was this particular addition that Dr. Wasser found to be extremely beneficial.
The third piece around notifications is hugely important. The more notifications we get, the more our phone is blinging in our pocket or buzzing in our pocket for whatever the reason, distracts us from being able to attend to day-to-day activities, decreasing our collective youth's ability to pay attention and sustain that attention. And then particularly placing it at nighttime when we know sleep is so important and so restorative, to forcibly prevent notifications at nighttime could have a potentially really positive impact on trying to maintain the sleep behaviors of our youth.
Those are just a few of the proposed regulations in House Bill 6857. And while placing limits on youth, especially teen, use of social media will no doubt be difficult, the medical benefits are hard to ignore. For the Voice of Connecticut, WICC, I'm John Kamal.